Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So thanks so much for joining me. First things first, Sarah, I'll ask you, can you tell us a little bit about The Quarry and what's in the magazine every year and its background?
Yeah, of course. So The Quarry is the publication that we do for ENGL 390. It's a creative writing capstone. And basically what it is a collection of student works. We've got fiction, we've got nonfiction, we've got a script in this year. It's just the culmination, I think, of all of the creative writing that we do in the creative writing unit.
And when it comes to the editorial process, is the editorial of the magazine all also covered by students and all produced by students as well?
Yeah, so we have an entirely student-based editorial team. We have a team of 11 of us all working on the editing process. We've done absolutely everything from deciding which pieces are going into print, designing the whole print edition, all of the online editing and formatting. We're doing absolutely everything ourselves, which is really great and fun. It's a good experience.
Yeah, right. Well, I can imagine. And it's a pretty big team to be working with. But I also understand over 12 months of work and with the entire student cohort writing for this magazine, it's a big process. There's a lot of going through all the different stories. Can you tell me a little bit about just how much work goes into putting together an annual release magazine like this?
Yeah, so the team's been working since probably week five or six of this semester. So that was back, when was that?
After the break.
Yeah, just after the mid-semester break. Just working on it since then, and it's been like meetings every week, and it's a lot of extra out of uni work that doesn't go towards assignments or anything like that. So very great procrastination tool is actually doing this.
And as writers, we've been working on it since week one.
Our own writing is in it. So we're both working on our own writing as part of the editorial team, but also editing everyone else's works. We had about 4 or 5 people each that we were in constant contact with, like developing their works and editing their works further to get them to be the best that they could be.
Mm. All right. And Teresa, can you tell me a little bit about some of the content that we're going to see in the magazine this year? What are some of the stories and themes that are covered in the 2017 issue?
Well, as a class, we worked on the theme first. We kind of had a bit of a competition. And the winning theme was unnatural selection. So naturally, there's a lot of dystopian future stories in there. There's a lot of homage to sci-fi genre. Things like, characters like RoboCop, Wall-E, Blade Runner, and the Tin Man are kind of weaving their way through the stories in their own way. People are trying to be original and with the genre. And so you recognise perhaps characters you know, but they're really, it's a platform for experimentation. So people are going out there and, really exhibiting sort of new things, students' ideas that we haven't seen yet.
There's some really strong pieces in there. There's a lot of writing in there that you could see in like any sort of publication, not just a student publication. We've got some really strong writers, especially in the print copy. There's some great pieces that are going to be in that.
Yeah, and we got a lot of variety as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just science fiction, we've also got some nonfiction.
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah.
What I also want to ask about is a big part of putting together a magazine when it comes to editorial. Of course, you're all writing students, I understand. Beyond just writing, a big part of it's design as well. When it comes to the design components of piecing together the magazine, who's been controlling that and how's that all come together with the writing?
Well, with the design of everything, we designed the style guide ourselves, all of the website formatting. We've changed a little bit from previous years. We wanted to make it more of our own. A lot of the graphic design things have come from Teresa. She's been doing a lot of the hard work on that. And we also had one of our own students in our class design the cover art for the print copy, and that's going online as well. That's Ailey, and she's done an amazing job of creating the cover art. It's up on the Facebook if anyone wants to have a look at it.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll provide links to all of that stuff, of course, on 2SER's website. But finally, I will need to ask the question, of course. And Lachlan, I'll see this one to you. For people who want to get their hands on a copy of The Quarry, how can they do that?
Well, so they can go online to thequarryjournal.com. That's where all our online stuff is. Or if they're looking for an actual physical copy, you can go to our Facebook page, The Quarry Journal, and there'll be a link there to pay on QPay, which is this interesting payment system that I'd never seen before. But yeah, and we should be able to get that to you in a few weeks.
Great, yeah, and how soon can we expect copies to come? Is there a release date that's imminent, or is that still under wraps?
The online one is going up on Friday at 9 a.m. That'll go live, the entire website that has the whole 42 works, I believe we have. And then the print copy will be another 2 or 3 weeks before that comes out.
Mm. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about The Quarry. Can't wait to get hands on the magazine and dig my teeth into all the stories when they are released in a couple of days' time. And congrats on all your hard work paying off.
Thank you.
Thank you.